Welcome. This is your host, Susan Rinsberger, energy expert, communicator, and interpreter for star beings. And you're listening to Voices from the Stars.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining us today. I'm your guest, Gabriel Itzkovich. I'm the digital wizard behind Voices from the Stars, and I'm really happy to be here today with your host, Susan Rinsberger. And it's going to be a great show today, and I'm really happy that we're here to record. We're in the base of Cerro Uritorco in Cordoba, and this is a very special moment.
Hi, everyone. That is my friend and digital wizard, as he said, behind Voices from the Stars. Without his skills in editing and other kinds of technology, this wouldn't be possible. And he decided he needed to come and check out for himself the energy of this place, because I was here, as you know, just getting to know the energy around Cerro Uritorco, as it's called in Spanish, and also the Ongamira Valley nearby. I was going to record up there, but the weather did not cooperate. It was quite rainy and windy yesterday. So here we are, back at Uritorco again, where the star beings are very present, very easily felt. And today, I asked Gabe if he wanted to ask some questions, because one thing I'd like to do with this podcast is start asking listener questions, giving you a chance to email your questions to ask@voicesfromthestars.com. And we'll do a show occasionally where I select, or more likely the star beings select, the questions they want to answer. So Gabe said today he would like to hear about the topic of decisions. Gabe, do you have any specific question you want to ask?
Well, I thought this is a topic that affects every single human being on Earth, decisions. And you can have a different life based on decisions. So I thought it was really interesting to hear about this, because I think we all feel that we need some kind of guidance when it comes to taking decisions. And what should we listen to? Should we listen to our friends, to what our mind says, to what our heart says, to what our experience says? And I think I want to ask, like, how do we know it's the right decision? What are the signs that we need to pay attention to when we want to know we're taking the right path in our lives?
That's a wonderful question. Let me just connect in here with the star beings for a moment. This is a fantastic beginning. They said this is like, they're making me feel this like welling up of energy that is just beginning. It's like the beginning of a new phase of this show as well as my life. We're expanding the energy through being here and through joining together. When there's more than one human being together, the energy expands. And then when we connect into all the higher dimensional beings, it expands exponentially. That's their message. Let's begin with a little light language to attune everyone so they can hear us more clearly, so they can connect more easily with what we're saying and understand it at a deeper, more profound level, not just with their mind, but with their energy field, their higher consciousness. Okay, thank you. Aniahaya, aniahaya, aniahaya. Thank you. I just want to mention that we're out here sitting beside a river, slightly above a river on a bluff, under some trees with wind blowing, and you may hear, I think not much of the river, but you may hear the wind in the background. It's because we're sitting outdoors, and it has its advantages and it has its challenges. Okay, so on to the topic of making decisions. When someone faces a major choice in their life. Now, this is something they're putting it in their words. The star beings, the principles of light. We understand that you often face choices, decisions, that as you advance down your road of life, there are moments in particular where you face very large decisions, moments where you face very large decisions. These seem at the moment earth-shaking or earth-shattering to you. This fills you with fear because of the idea, the sensation, that you could choose one path and it might be the last choice you ever make. Or you could choose one path and you might be saying goodbye forever to someone you love or have loved, or to many people, friends or family, or a place where you've lived your life and had some happiness and felt connected to the earth or to your surroundings. This is the human fear of separation that comes up at this moment. So before we talk about decisions, or in order to talk about decisions and really understand the best approach, we need to first talk about separation. Because without the illusion of separation, or the experience of feeling separate that human beings have, the decisions would not seem so fearsome and frightening. Separation is an enormous topic, and one we could come back to many, many, many times, which would be very useful, we hope, for those listening. And it's a topic that touches every single human being, because at the moment of inception, when your individuated self comes into existence, when you individuate from the source, you begin to feel lesser than, because the energy that now makes up your field is a part of the source, a small part relative to the whole. And you feel this as separation. This creates the opportunity for individuation, which creates the opportunity for freedom of choice, freedom of thought, a distinct experience. This is what allows Source to experience so many different ways of being and acting in so many different dimensions at the same time. Different worlds within each dimension, different lives within each world. It's just amazing, amazing. And yet, for each individuated part, if you're in an aspect of existence in which the connection is all inner, if you're not closely connecting, if you're not aware of that flow of life coming through you from within, and flow of intelligence and information and even energetic attunement that you can receive all by yourself within, and you do every day. But if you're not aware of it, it's like there's a door and you haven't opened it, or it's open just a crack. You can open it by your own intention, by putting your attention on it and ordering it to open, directing your body, directing your heart, mind, and soul to open more. But most people don't know that. And it requires some practice, like any skill. So would you outline a bit more clearly the connection between the illusion of separation, the experience of being individuated and feeling separate, and decision making? What makes a decision frightening? Why does it feel so momentous, so important? Why does it feel so important to make the right decision, that there is one right and one wrong, or one road to happiness and another that might lead you down the path of unhappiness? What makes a decision feel not like an opportunity for choice, but rather a frightening responsibility? Okay, star beings, how would you answer that? What we can tell from human beings, from our ability to sense their emotional reality, their feel into their energy fields, their frequencies. We do not invade their minds. We do not invade their fields. But we can sense the general atmosphere that they create with their thoughts and feelings. Let's put it that way. It's the way you can walk into a crowded space and sense it, or even an empty space and sense whether it feels good or bad, higher or lower. From our observations, it seems that human beings sense separation as death. They feel separation as a death, the end, an ending of something. And they feel that one decision or the other, one choice or the other, it's not between making two choices, either which of one leads you to a path of happiness by a slightly different route. It's like you either get lost in the labyrinth and die, or you emerge into the light. And that is an exaggeration of the situation, a distortion, actually, of the truth. But it's based on the sense that they are so separate that they can't know which is the fastest, easiest path to happiness, or they can't sense which road to take. If you knew that you couldn't go wrong, if you knew that you're not in a labyrinth, but it's like a game, and you can take one road or you can take another, and one might lead you a longer path toward the center, and the other might lead you a shorter path, but they're both going to end up in the center, and the center is yourself and joy and light, you wouldn't feel so afraid that you might choose the wrong path. Let's just say for a moment that there is no wrong path. What if there is no wrong road? What if there's just one way of experiencing life and another? What you're looking for is the experiences that you will most enjoy, the ones that will offer you the greatest freedom, perhaps, or happiness, or joy, or feelings of being loved. Each individual might sense differently a need at any time in your life. Your particular desire can be different than at another point in your life. So let me try to distill this a bit. I think you're saying that, you know, at some point in our life, the desire to be loved and close to someone might be the strongest desire. At another time, it might be the freedom to explore ourselves or explore the world. That as we grow and change and develop, we at sometimes need different kinds of experiences to nurture us. Is that correct? Exactly so. And so what we're saying is, what if all paths lead to the same destination? When you have a decision to make, instead of asking which is the right decision, which way should I go, try to feel the feelings of each path. The consequences of taking one decision or another. Try to imagine, you can't imagine the outcome. You don't want to go too far. Try to imagine years in advance what might happen. But suppose you were just to kind of picture yourself on that road and allow yourself to feel how you felt. Am I getting this right, guys? It is our recommendation that you try to feel the decisions rather than make them with your mind, and that you do so by fully using your mind to imagine yourself, picture and feel, and you try to use all your senses, your mental ability to imagine being in a physical experience of choice A and choice B, and view them as choices. Don't make them decisions that are life-shattering or life-ending. They may alter your life for a time, but you know what? You can always choose again. No decision you ever make is the end of the world or the end of the road. Even those people who sometimes are so much lost in despair, darkness, or sadness that they choose to end this physical life continue. they're on their path. They're on their road. And one never knows where that road was intended to take them. So don't judge anybody's decision. You may feel very sad to see someone go on down the road. You can live with that sadness. You can feel that sadness, and you can allow that sadness to be healed within your heart. You may feel very sad at leaving a time in your life, a place in your life, or a person in your life, or more than one person that you have known and loved and enjoyed. But very often, if you were to stay, if you were to stay when you really feel pulled to go, then it would mean shutting off those feelings, and you would gradually shut down your heart and your ability to know the best, to feel the best way for you. And by best, are you talking about the choice of greatest joy? Is it always the choice of greatest joy? Is that what we're looking for? We're searching for truth. We are searching for truth. Do you mean the star beings? Do you mean all beings? Every being seeks the truth, no matter whether they're in physical form, in higher dimensional form without a physical body. Truth is a core principle of the light. Truth attracts us. Truth frightens some people, and they try to hide in the darkness, but you just can't hide forever. So seek what is your truth at this moment. What is the truth that is going to bring you joy? Because when you express the truth in your life of who you are, we're talking about the truth of who you are, it is always joyful. So if I understand you correctly, you're saying that we as human beings naturally seek to express the truth of who we are, and that truth, that expression of truth, of our true inner self, always brings us joy. Is that correct? So look at what you're doing. You're sitting on a hillside under a tree surrounded by plants at the foot of a mountain above a river, and you're recording something for people to listen to all over the world. Now, that's an unusual activity for a human being. And you're doing it. Why? Well, because it's so much fun. It gives me joy. Well, there you are. That is an expression of the truth of who you are. And each human being has a truth of who they are. You're not limited to just one expression. Each human being has many ways of expressing the truth of who they are. But if your choice that you're facing is between a greater and lesser expression of who you are, perhaps one path expresses more of the truth of who you are, or expresses it in a new way that you feel drawn to express it, and the other path is an expression you have been making, but it's only partial. All expressions are partial, but perhaps it's more limited, or something that you feel you've completed and don't need to keep expressing. Then you feel less attracted, because there's a less full, complete expression of who you are down that path. The truth of who you are gives you joy. The path that more fully expresses the truth of who you are is the path of greatest joy. And if you can picture yourself on each path, one after the other, examine, notice how you feel on each one, picturing yourself arriving at your goal, where you want to go on that path. Feel how you feel, and then compare which path leads you to greater joy. Then that's your answer. It's the feeling of joy that's your clue. You ask for clues, that's it. Your emotions are the clues, and joy, happiness, enthusiasm, freedom, relief, all those are positive responses to a fuller and more complete expression of you as a being in human form. Wow, thank you, star beings. I think that's an amazing, clear, complete answer and perfect guidance.
I would like to ask one more question related to the freedom of choice. and the things that we have to go through in our lives, because that they will make us better, or they will make us grow more. So how do we know when it's, when we have freedom of choice, and how do we know when it's a decision that maybe it's not what we want, but it's what we need to grow more as a being?
Well, that's a really big question. Okay, that's a good question. First, we wanted to relieve you of the illusion that you don't have freedom of choice. There is always freedom of choice. So you're asking if the choice of greatest, the path of greatest growth might not feel good at the beginning, but might lead to greater joy. Is that correct? Okay. All right, so I think I heard you say earlier that we should just start down the path, don't try to look too far ahead. But then how can we know what is the ultimate outcome? There is never a way to know the ultimate outcome, because the ultimate outcome depends not only on your choices, but the choices of many, many other people. It's constantly changing. Okay, so what's the answer to the question about what if the path feels painful at the beginning but might later lead to joy or to greater growth? Is growth painful? Don't confuse ease with joy or comfort with joy. There's no comparison. Joy is an actual frequency, an energetic frequency. It comes from within. It's not the comfort of the familiar. You're talking about comfort and discomfort. We would make a distinction between the path that is more comfortable and the path that is leading to the greatest joy. They might be the same. They're very often not the same. Because growth and expansion are part of expressing more of you. If you're going to express more of the truth of your being, you're going to expand and grow. Growth and expansion require changes. Sometimes those feel uncomfortable to human beings because of this illusion of separation, and the illusion that even if you separate from a human being in this life, that separation is permanent. We would remind you that all beings are eternal. You are never permanently separated from the soul of that being. So if you have a close soul connection with someone, you will continue to have a close soul connection with that person while they're in human form, and with that person when you're neither of you is in human form. And you can also tune into your soul and higher being and ask to speak to their soul and send them light and send them love if that's what you choose. They may or may not choose to communicate, but you can always connect and let them know that you still love them. But that's their soul. That doesn't mean that's the person to carry with you in your life. If your path toward joy is not the same as theirs, then in the long term, one or the other would be trying to give up their joy for the other. And that is not the path of greatest growth. It's not the path towards your true expression for both of you. Okay. So then how do we sense the path that's going to lead to greatest joy? Do we have to picture the outcome rather than just the beginning? Release the fear of discomfort. It's always fear that makes things confusing. Picture your goal, where you want to arrive. Picture yourself moving toward that goal. Picture what it might feel like to be in that goal. And do that for both paths, both roads, both decisions, both options. And then just choose. And don't be afraid, because if you choose one way and later you decide that you need a different choice, there will be another choice available to you. You won't be able to backtrack and go back to the very same life situation you were in before. But if you start down a path and it's still not leading you to joy, and you realize there's another aspect of yourself you need to express more, another truth, that opportunity will arise as well. Thank you, star beings. I think it's time for us to wrap this up now. It's been a wonderful, wonderful interview. Thank you, Gabe, for joining me. It's been lots of fun to do this together.
Yes, it's been an awesome experience to be here in the middle of the Cerro Ritorco recording, surrounded by trees and wind, and you can feel so big inside you, the flow of energy. It's been an amazing experience, and I'm really, really happy to join you on this podcast.
Thank you again, and thank every one of you for listening. And I hope that you will email us your questions, because we're going to be doing episodes like this. You can't always be with me at the time we're recording, but if you email your questions, I will consult with the star beings and we'll select some to answer on future podcasts. And we'll let you know if your question is going to be answered. So email ask@voicesfromthestars.com. Thank you so much. And please go to our website, voicesfromthestars.com, and sign up for our email list, receive your free gifts, look for free announcements of future events. And thank you for joining us. And always please share with your friends. Sending you lights and love and blessings from the foot of Cerro Uritorco, just outside Capilla del Monte in the province of Córdoba, Argentina. Thank you for listening. To hear more from the star beings, plus interviews with other communicators, and tips for connecting with your own inner voice, please subscribe to this podcast. And if you appreciate the energy and information you've received, please review and rate this podcast. It's very important to us. And even more importantly, please share it with your friends. Thank you.